Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, each year, about 14 million metric tons of wheat destined for export moves through the Columbia and Snake River system in the Pacific Northwest. Now, to highlight the importance of this and the consequences of breaching the four lower Snake River dams would have on the agriculture community, a tour was held this past week to help provide attendees, like the National Association of Wheat Growers Chief Executive Officer Chandler Gould, a firsthand experience of this essential transportation system.
We were very fortunate to be invited out by the Idaho Grain Producers Association and Idaho Farm Bureau to look at the importance of the navigation system of the Columbia Snake River and the efficiencies that it brings to the commodity markets, especially for wheat, and especially during a time of everything is all about sustainability, looking at how efficient barges are compared to additional rail or trucks being put on the highways.
And he says exports are absolutely critical to the U.S. wheat industry, and that over 60% of the cargo that actually moves on the Columbia and Snake River system is high-quality U.S. wheat. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.